Hi everyone and welcome to HIS Dragon Sports Talk. I am Coach M and in today's episode I am fortunate enough to be sitting with grade 11 student and recent Akamas soccer winner Medita Vandenhoff. Alright, okay, let's get into this episode. In front of me I have Medita Vandenhoff.
Yes.
And I knew I was going to get it wrong, but I got it right this time,
right?
Perfect. Okay. Now, this is a momentous occasion for the podcast because Medita is the first female athlete or female voice we have on the show. So I'm glad to have her here. And we're going to get straight into the questions.
Okay.
Yes. Medita is one of our multi-sport athletes. But Medita, I want to know from you, if you can give us like a brief history of your sporting career. When did you learn to play sport? What was your first sport? What was your favorite sport?
Okay, so when I was little, mostly in Germany, everyone plays soccer. So that was what I played while growing up.
Yeah.
And then when I first came to HIS, during middle school, I didn't really participate in any sports.
Okay.
Except soccer. And then once I came to high school, I like joined the three sports that I play, volleyball, basketball, and soccer. So yeah, I think that was like the start of my actual like sport career.
Okay, so give me some context here, because I think I've only known you since you were a ninth grader, I want to say, right? Because you're 11th grade now. Yeah. So when did you join HIS?
End of 7th grade.
So end of 7th, yeah. Okay.
So there I didn't join any sports,
because
it was
fine.
Like the end.
Yeah, well, fair enough, right? Also trying to find your feet with the school and stuff. And you play the three major sports. So the people don't know, that's basketball, volleyball, and soccer.
Yes. Right?
Okay. So you play three team sports. So my next question then, can you give me some reasons why you enjoy being part of a team? Why do you like playing team sports?
I mean, I like playing team sports because it's more like we're all together and we support each other while playing. And if you're having like a bad day, for example, then your team is always there to pick you up.
Yeah.
And then it's just like the energy that you have while playing team sports instead of like individual sports.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty much the same. Like I've only ever played team sports. I dabbled in like tennis once in a while, but I really like my team sports. And yeah, that energy or that vibe that you get. And I noticed that in our recent soccer Akamas, because we were on the same trip together. Both the boys and the girls have their own sort of routine of music and things. I'm cursing the boys at the moment because all I can think of is what is that song? Is it Justin Bieber's Baby? That's all I can hear. That's all I hear. Or Call Me Maybe is the other one.
Yeah.
You know,
those
so
the
that
top two songs.
Those are the top two songs on the trip. Do you guys have, do the girls have like a favorite song, or do you have a favorite song that like gets you ready for tournaments or games and things like that?
I mean, before like in basketball Akamas and also soccer Akamas, to get us like ready, we would listen to Bruno Mars a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, because those are like hyped songs kind
sure,
of.
Sure, sure.
And then like, especially if we had like a game in the morning, we would play Bruno Mars and like use that for our warm up, and then also like after so many games when we were tired, we would also listen to Bruno Mars to get like hyped up.
Just so, any particular reason why it's Bruno Mars, or is there a particular Bruno Mars song that you guys like?
I don't know. I think like Uptown Funk probably.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. That'll get you going. That'll get you going. Okay, I gotta get the boys onto that one. I think.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
Let's
throw the Justin Bieber away.
Better
I think.
Than Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, next question. So you've mentioned that you have a great togetherness with your teammates, and you enjoy playing team sports. What are your practices like? Are practices quite fun?
Yeah, I mean, especially during soccer.
Yeah.
I think every time in soccer, we have like the strongest connection for some reason, even though it's all team sports, but during soccer, we always bond way more.
Interesting.
I don't know why. But so like during the practices, we all like laugh and talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I just feel like during soccer, we built like more friendships and like stronger friendships.
Okay. Yeah, that's very fascinating because because as you said, you've played all three of the codes or the main sports at school. And I assume the majority of your teammates are all the same for each of those, right? So I wonder why soccer might have been that. Do you think you guys just, I mean, no discredit to our coaches who coach these sports, but do you guys just enjoy football more? Enjoy soccer more? Or
I don't know, because like half of the team, like most of the team was also in basketball, but in basketball we weren't as close, but that was maybe because we didn't have like a trip away.
Got
then
it.
When we went away, we all were like very close.
Way hyped up for that.
Yeah,
I can imagine that. I can imagine. And one thing that was interesting, and you know, I'm going to call back to something on the trips, and but people listening might not know this, but there was a moment, and I want to say it was either the night before the night you guys won the championship, that night, you guys were all sitting around playing cards together. Was that that night, I think? Was it the night before?
I think it was the night before.
It was the night before, wasn't it? And what I found fascinating, and you could see the togetherness of the 12 girls that were there, but the amazing thing was the spread of the age groups that were there. Because you had, you know, GU was a 6th grader, and you got all the way up to Yuki was a 12th grader. You know, and that's such a big disparity in ages for one team. But yet, you could tell that you guys were such a cohesive group. And it paid off because you guys ended up being the champions of Akamas that year.
Yes.
And to talk about being champions, you were actually, let's say, Akamas royalty, right? Because you've got 2 soccer Akamas wins plus volleyball. Is that correct? Is that volleyball. Are those the only 3 or am I missing one?
I think those are the only 3.
I mean, just in itself. And you're only in the 11th grade. So there's still one more here to get one more. Right?
Yeah.
So you're just missing basketball. So maybe next year will be...
Next year will be basketball.
Next year is going to be the basketball one, for sure. So talking about that, with all these accolades that you have won, and you've played in so many Akamas tournaments and many other tournaments, do you have a favorite moment or a particular moment that you enjoy?
I think my favorite moment was the... last soccer Akamas when we won, and it was like a really hard game because they scored the first goal and we were all like super scared, and I was in the defense and I was like, oh no, this is like my fault. And I was like, I was on ninth grader, so I was
I
was very nervous, and then everyone was very nervous. And then just after that game, after we won, everyone just dropped to the ground and everyone just ran to each other. And just that moment, it was just
so nice. I fully remember that moment as well. I think I just remember, I want to say it was Yuki. And I'm sorry, Yuki, for calling you out. But I think it was Yuki because she burst into tears because she just couldn't believe it. She was in disbelief completely that you guys had won.
Everyone was. I was so confused because everyone started crying. So I thought we lost at the beginning. Yeah. But then... I figured out that we won.
Yeah, and they were a very good team. I think it was Dulwich, I think, right?
Yeah,
from Suzhou. Yeah. So they're a very, very good team. So it was a good contest, great final. And for you guys to and also to everyone's credit as well, because in that game you said you were in the 9th grade.
Yeah.
Right? You had I think Raymer, Muyun were all 6th grade.
Yeah.
I feel like Angel was in 6th grade as well. So such a young team. Yeah. And they still in middle school after all this time, right? So, I mean, there's only great things to come from the girls team. So I'm hoping that basketball Akamas, that's the next one. That's the next
hopefully.
One. But let's look forward to next year. So you're going to be a senior next year.
Yes.
Does that change anything for you when it comes to sports next year?
Maybe. I'm not sure because I do still want to do sports. But then also soccer is like right at the exam season.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, it's a tricky one.
Yeah, which is very stressful, but... I still think I want to join soccer for sure because the Akamas in soccer is always like the most memorable ones.
Yeah,
I've
and also the other thing is, as far as I'm aware, it's not going to be a long trip because the Akamas will be in Shanghai, so it's not too far away. So you know, we don't have to spend hours traveling or have delays and stuff like that. So it'll be perfect. And then once your senior year is done, what do you think of looking further forward in your career? Do you think sports is going to be a big part of your life? Are you looking, you know, are you still going to be playing the sports or what do you think?
It will definitely be a part of my life because I think it's important to stay active.
Yeah.
And especially because I like team sports a lot. So when I go to university, I probably want to continue to play like my favorite sports. So like volleyball, soccer.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. That's great. Okay. You know what, Medita? I think I am done with all my questions. You've answered them perfectly, and thank you so much for being on the show. You said you were nervous at the beginning, but you did absolutely well, so don't worry about it. And thank you again for being the first female voice on our podcast, and there'll be many more to come.
Yes.
We'll get some more of your teammates on here and some of your coaches as well and talk to them. But thank you, Medita. Thank you so much and all the best. You're not playing anything at the moment, right?
No.
I think all your sports are done.
Yes.
So you just,
all my sports are done.
You're just resting.
Yes.
Okay, fine. But just make sure, keep Mr. Nogueira will be mad if I don't say this. Keep up with your conditioning as much as possible, right?
Every Wednesday.
Exactly right. All right, Medita, this is HIS Sports Talk signing off. And thank you again, and we'll see you guys next time.